Jimmy boy, the rush hours are taking over Australia.
What are you talking about?
The rush hours, Jim. They're spreading across this great nation.
Well, in Perth, it's my understanding Andrew Embley, our man,
yep,
finished playing Norm Smith Medal Premiership. God, it big.
And it big.
And Lockie Reed,
no
fine journalist over there, have joined the rush hour family in Perth.
Spot on, Jimmy boy. And I hear Embers, who's got a bit big, you're right there, is actually knocking off my jokes and his delivery. Wow, wee Jim.
No. His delivery would be much better than yours.
Harsh, but true. After you've had a little bit of us, have a little bit of Rush Hour WA with Lockie and Embers.
Hey, talking West Coast Eagles, I want to set a challenge to you because I've been listening to The Breakfast Show each and every morning.
Love the show,
The Baz man is doing a great job, X-Man as well.
Jenna's got a beautiful voice.
She certainly does. Yes. And they're doing Beautiful Bellies.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you say it? I think it's right. It's Beautiful Bellies.
Beautiful.
Beautiful bellies. That's what it is.
I like that. Okay. I've certainly got one of those at the moment myself.
And what they're looking for is those out there where we've got a little bit of a belly on them, just a little bit like Lockie, and they want to put it on a beer coaster.
There you go. Okay. So I reckon Xavier Ellis would probably be the first to get on a coaster.
Yeah, they might have to make it a little bit bigger.
Big, yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to set you a challenge.
Okay.
You played with many West Coast Eagle players.
I did.
And what I find when you watch them play and you think, oh, they're great specimens. Oh, what a body they've
How
got.
How mobile are they? How versatile.
Yes, big bulging biceps and looking fantastic.
And now floppy triceps.
And now 5 years later, they've just way out of shape and haven't looked like they've run.
There's been a few. Certainly been a few. Well, I'll give you my top three then.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's start with number three. Okay, so you might have forgotten about this guy, but I certainly haven't. He kicked the most important goal in the 2006 grand final.
Ooh,
Steve Armstrong,
yes,
the
legend.
Former demon. Mm. Well, he looks like he's been stung by bees in every part of his body. He has absolutely swollen right up. Now, I reckon Steve's playing weight was about 72 kilos.
Yeah, okay.
Estimated weight right now, 118 kilos.
No.
Get off the party pies, Steve Armstrong. Number two. This guy here told more porcupines than anyone. Like there was actually word at one stage that he was going to go into politics. He should have because he never told the truth. All right. His name was David Wirrupunda. Now he still tells me that he made his debut for the West Coast Eagles at 14 years of age. No one's ever seen the birth certificate, by the way. Now David Wirrupunda,
he was very fit on the footy field.
Right.
He could run all day.
That's right. The only thing not big about him was his calves. He had these really tiny calves, which are really surprising.
Yep.
Hey, he probably played about 76 kilos.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That was when he didn't have the ponytail. Remember
that's
the ponytail
right.
when he came to
that's right.
the Eagles?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Mick Mulhouse said, get rid of that, son. Estimated weight right now, David Wirrupunda, 113 kilos.
Not true.
That's what. Well, that's my estimation.
Is he eating a lot? Drinking a lot? What's he doing?
Yeah, he's on the red wine diet at the moment.
That's nasty. Yeah. All right, so number two is David Wirrupunda.
Yeah, number one.
I can't wait.
Number one. So number one. Now, this guy, he's everywhere at the moment. So he spent a bit of time on Triple M. He spent a bit of time at other radio stations. And he also reads the news. It's not you, Locke.
Oh,
no.
Good.
Yes. But number one, the reason why I know this is number one, because I've had a little bit of info, right? Adrian Barrich, Big Barra, right? He literally, so when he reads the news, right, he actually really sucks the guts in. And I've been told that by some of the producers. So they've got this actually little big lucky band, right, that sort of sucks the gut right in, okay? So he's been banned from all the cheesecake and everything else there. So morning tea comes and Barra can't have any of that kind of stuff. So Barra, and we know that he was quite a thicker build anyway. That's right,
yes,
a robust.
Player.
He played a little bit of rugby. So he was more around the 84, 85 kilos. Mm. Not anymore, Locke. 109 kilos.
That's unfair on Barra.
Well, that's not. No,
mate, the G-man looks fantastic right now.
He's got to take responsibility.
That's lighter, though, than Wirrupunda, and he was number two.
Yeah, but it's an increase. It's actually like an increase in
percentage.
Wirrupunda
had it 75 to 113.
Oh, I just want to have Barrow number one.
If you like that, download the Listener app and subscribe to Rush Hour WA with Lockie and Embers and get your local Rush Hour in your podcast feed every day.